some of you will remember the name Casey Kasem. Yeah? Well, Casey Kasem had a, he was a DJ, radio and TV, I believe. And when I was growing up in the 80s, he had a Top 40, a Billboard Top 40 countdown show on the radio that I listened to every week. Maybe some of you listen to that as well. But whenever Casey Kasem would sign off, his tagline was a hopeful and optimistic saying, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, right? You know, I have a good friend that has a line of optimism that he uses as well that he borrowed from Abraham Lincoln. And it goes like this, folks are about as happy as they make themselves out to be. Folks are about as happy as they make themselves out to be. Jesus Christ said it this way. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. There's a small church in the inner city of Milwaukee that back this past winter, there was a police officer on his regular beat. And he noticed, he had driven by this church many times. He noticed that there was a light on, about 2:30 in the morning, a light on in the parish hall window that he hadn't seen on before. And so he decided he would stop and make sure that everything was okay. He goes up to the door and he knocks on the door. One of the parishioners comes to the door. And the officer says, is everything okay? And the parishioner says, yes, officer, everything's fine. We're just having an all-night prayer vigil. Now, that wasn't altogether the truth. The truth was that this parish, an inner-city parish in the middle of winter, wanted to do something for the homeless to get them off the streets. But they didn't have the money to get their facility up to code. So they devised this plan that we'll just host an all-night prayer vigil and that anybody who wanted to come could come. And they could come in throughout the night and pray with them. The officer knew good and well what they were doing, but he didn't turn them in. Instead, what he did was he embraced them. And he told his other buddies, his other officer friends, about what this church was doing. He also told the neighbors in the neighborhood what this community was doing. As well, he told other churches that if you've got people who are homeless and are cold and need to get off the street, send them to St. X. And St. X is hosting an all-night prayer vigil that they could come into and get warm. Well, what they came to realize, the managers of this all-night prayer vigil, was that when they turned it over to the homeless themselves began to manage and direct the prayer experience. They did things like they devised a plan to be able to tell when someone was too intoxicated to be able to come in to the all-night prayer event. They also devised a plan to enable those who smoked to go out on a smoke break. They devised a method to clean the parish hall and the church sanctuary. The church was actually in better shape after the homeless came than before they arrived. And they devised a way to support one another. They had each other's backs. They had the back of that community. They had the whole of it all. One of the parishioners said this about those who were coming. He said, you know, I think this is what Jesus had in mind when he called the unlikely disciples. When he called them and he said, I want you to run the church. I want you to take care of the church so that the church can spread and that the good news of Jesus Christ can go out to all the ends of the earth. You know, if you go to this scripture and you look at it, where does it begin? It begins on a mountain. Jesus called the disciples onto the mountain. And any time mountains are mentioned in sacred scripture, we know that something great is going to happen. Mountains are called places of theophany, which is simply a big grand word for something powerful is going to happen here. You know, throughout salvation history, mountains have been a place of greatness. You think about the Ten Commandments handed down to Moses on the mountain. You think about Jesus being transfigured before Peter, James, and John on a mountain. It was on a mountain where Jesus took five loaves and two fish and he fed the 5,000. He fed the multitude. It was even on a mountain, the Mount of Calvary, that Jesus accepted the cross. But if you notice on this mountain, when the disciples got there, the scripture tells us they worshiped, but they doubted. In this particular passage, though, Jesus doesn't ridicule them for their doubts. If you go back to other passages in the scripture before this one, any time the disciples would doubt, he would say, "Oh, you have little faith." He would say, "Oh, Peter, can't you walk on water? What's wrong with you? Is your faith not strong enough?" You know, he said to Philip, "Are you too going to leave me because you doubt my power?" But in this case, Jesus doesn't ridicule them. He simply says, "Keep looking up. Keep looking up." He says to them that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And that if you follow me, and if you pull yourself up out of your doubt, you'll have everlasting life. You know, when we think about the humanness of our life, there's certainly plenty to be in dismay about. There's enough mud and muck to go around for all of us. There's enough doubt that any one of us could have. And we can get stuck in our doubt. We can get stuck in our despair. Or we can do what Jesus encouraged the disciples to do. Look up. Look up. Look to the heavens. Look to the power that's been given to us. Come to believe that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus Christ. You know, it's a wonder that Jesus was able to be where he was. Those who came after him put him in a terrible place. I mean, they crucified him. They took his life. He had to surrender to their power. But what happened through all of that, the theologians call the Christ event. And that Christ event was this: his death, his resurrection, and the ascension. What Jesus Christ did for us was overcame sin and death and doubt and despair and the mud and the muck of life. He helped us to look and see that we can do the same. You know, there's a Christian here I think of who was pretty strung out on drugs and alcohol. Terrible addict. His life was in shambles. He was bankrupt. He had pretty much run everybody away from him. But what he did was he turned his life over to God and to God's power. And as a result of that, he was able to pick himself up through the help of a lot of people gathered around him. He was able to pick himself up and to find a new way in life. And today, he's, you know, a strong promoter of Christ. You know, you could find him at breaks and at lunch, you know, talking about his faith, talking to others about Jesus. You know, he tells us that when I'm on break, I talk to people about what the message is on Sunday. You know, I encourage them, he says, you know, to be a part of a church community. I encourage them, you know, I talk about my small group. I even talk about what I learn, you know, when I come to educational experiences here at St. Joseph Paul. And he's also brought his nephew to church with him. And this week, on Wednesday night, his nephew is coming to Journey Home. which is our way that we bring people back to the church. You see, we can make a choice. We can stay mired down in the mud and the muck and the doubt and the despair of life, or we can look up. We can look up. Look to the heavens. Look to the power of God in your life. This week, I want to encourage us as a church to do two things. The first thing I want to encourage you to do, if you know someone who's down and out on their luck, encourage them. Encourage them to look up. Encourage them to Christ. Talk to them about the good news. Encourage them to see that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to a Savior. And the other thing I want to encourage you to do is if you find you yourself are doubting in some way, and maybe in some way you yourself are despairing, look up. If there's someone in your life that you've been trying to change, maybe a spouse, maybe a brother, maybe a sister, maybe your boss, maybe a co-worker, and they're not willing to change, look up. Look to the heavens. Look to the one who's come before us. And if we simply do this, keep your feet planted firmly on the ground and keep reaching. Reaching for the stars. Reach for the heavens. Reach for the one who's come before us. For Jesus Christ is the one who will lead us to all life.